Okay, I'm literally put on the spot now.
No scars.
No, actually, I do have a scar right here, so I'll tell you about that one. I got it in a bread oven. So, yeah. Just kind of like your pizza scar. Okay, I was saved when I was 8 years old. I was really young. So I don't remember a lot about it. But I do remember that it was my cousin who told me about Jesus, and I accepted it fully into my heart, and I know that for sure. Of all places, we were in the bathroom floor. It was during the summer, and she was coming to visit, and we were just talking, and it struck a chord in my heart, and I accepted him fully. But I was not left without questions. I questioned it a lot. Though I did not have encouragement from my mother and father from it, they told me that God was real, but I did not believe it to be really sincere. I knew God was real, and I knew I was saved, but I didn't have any direction. And so I'm going to read Matthew 13:22. It describes my heart at that point. 13:22. Sorry, I'm really nervous. It is from the parable of the sower. I'm not sure how many of you recognize that parable from Jesus, the seed that was placed into my heart was fully similar to this. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, and I heard the word, and I accepted it in my heart. But the worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it. My mom and dad and my brother never really encouraged me in that way. And Satan put it on a facade, and I thought I was happy, but I was unfruitful, like the last part of the verse says, making it unfruitful. I was searching for happiness in other things. I leaned on words like peace and love. I was pretty much a hippie. I was trying to grow my hair long. It didn't work out for me. I was unfruitful. I didn't know what those two words meant. I signed all my letters with it, but I didn't know what they meant. I knew the love of Christ, and he had it in my heart, but it wasn't accessed. So I went off to college after I was 8 years old when I was saved. But then through all those years, I was searching. I was searching for more. I wanted to be fruitful. I wanted to be Christ-like, but I couldn't find a direction. And so with that, I know that that God was there the entire time. I want to let you know that he's here now. He's here in the past. He was there before. He was there in the beginning. He's always there. So it was up to me to meet him where he was. And so there was some time after I had been away in college for about a year, and I came back, and there was a really turbulent time between me and my mom and dad. I was not happy with them. They weren't happy with me. I wasn't doing well in school. And I was still searching for peace. I was still searching for love. I was still searching for joy, and I didn't have it. And I wondered why. And there would be times where I would sit in my closet and cry and not know what was wrong, because I was so happy before, but now I was so sad. I didn't know what it was. So I sat on the edge of my bed, and I just cried out to the Lord, and I asked him to open my eyes, and he really did. And it was like the prodigal son. Jesus opened his arms wide, and God opened his arms wide, and I fell into his arms, and I felt a lifting off of my shoulders. I'm going to read Luke 15:20 from the prodigal son, and this really describes exactly how I felt at that point. This is Luke 15:20. But while we were still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. So Jesus left. Jesus embraced me with that, and everything seemed to fall into place, and he completely turned my life around and had me move to Virginia and start school again. And he has really worked in my life since then, and that's how I remember my salvation. And that's it.